Speed and Jimmy land to investigate the strange airplane tracks on the mesa. They find that someone has made a regular airplane base of this field. They take off again and spy two persons climbing the mountain. Thinking maybe the Mexican story is false and he and his brother are hunting the treasure, they land and confront the two, only to find it's the government agent Russell and a companion.
Oh, Russell! Oh, what a surprise you gave us.
Well, well, what does this mean?
I'll be a bow-legged Kiwi. What are you doing up here, and who's with you?
Yeah, where in the world did you two come from?
One question at a time. You asked who's with me. Well, boys, that's Mickey over there with the horses.
Mickey?
Say, what's this all about? What's the idea of you crawling around these mountains, Russell, and with Mickey, too?
Well, what are you and Jimmy doing down here?
Well, Speed and I flew down to look over this ranch for Mrs. Croft. She's had an offer to sell it.
I'd like to know how you two got together. What's the matter? Are you still working on that gang case, Russell?
That's it, exactly.
Gee, you know, the last time we saw Mickey, she was a member of Biffer's gang down in the Ozarks.
Well, I'll tell you, boys. About a year ago, the government assigned her to this gang case.
The government? Why, I thought... Well, but what do you mean, the government?
Well, you see, boys, she's a member of the Secret Service.
What?
The Secret Service?
A government investigator?
That's it, exactly.
Well, so that's how she happened to be down in the Ozarks with that gang.
That's right. She first went to Chicago where she met Sugar.
Oh, gee, we remember Sugar all right.
Sugar sort of, well, he liked her. And one evening, while they were in a nightclub, he hinted of his connections with a gang and of their plans to rob a Grand National Airways airliner.
Ah, that was airliner number 24, huh?
Yes, the robbery you and Jimmy prevented. The chief in Washington, when she told him what progress she'd made, advised her to get more evidence if possible, so she talked Sugar into taking her with him down to their Ozark hideout.
Oh, so that's how she got down there, huh?
She was sure on the spot in that place. But Biffer never did trust her. She was all set to tip off our men right after the robbery had been committed, but you two boys changed the whole picture, and believe me, things got pretty desperate down there.
What do you mean?
Her own bureau didn't even know where she was, and she was afraid that Biffer would do away with you two before she could get any help.
Yeah, we sure had some tight moments down there, all right.
Now, the night you escaped, she left, too, for things were getting much too hot.
Where did she go?
She beat it to Denver and got in touch with the chief. He told her it was too dangerous to pose as a friend of the gangsters any longer.
Say, how about that letter she wrote me from Denver and that story about her brother?
She wrote that letter to throw you boys off the trail. She couldn't have anyone suspect that she was working for the government.
Well, then she doesn't have a brother at all.
Oh, yes, Jimmy, she has a brother, but he's a well-known lawyer in New York.
Well, I'll be hanged.
What she learned as a member of the gang proved beyond a doubt that it's a powerful organization, headed by a man with a lot of money and brains, and we're after him now. We're going to get him, too.
But is he down here in this part of the country?
We don't know that for sure, but we do suspect that the gang is operating down here. In fact, we're pretty darn sure of it.
What makes you think that?
This gang goes in for anything that's crooked, and they operate on a big scale. Reports from our men in various parts of the country report that a group of jewel smugglers are at work, and the stuff seems to be coming in through Mexico.
Ah, jewel smugglers, huh?
We've checked very carefully all border points and haven't uncovered a thing. They must be bringing the stuff in by airplane.
Flying the jewels over in ships, huh?
That's the idea.
Oh, well, that doesn't explain why you're crawling around these mountains.
Mickey and I are staying at a ranch just the other side of this mountain range, and twice we've heard ships flying around at night. We think maybe the gang had a hideout up in these mountains.
Say, Speed, that must be the answer to that airplane base up on the mesa.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, just before we spotted you, Jimmy and I discovered a mesa lying between Twin Peaks. There's a cache of gas and oil up there, and we found the tracks of airplane wheels.
You can't see the place now, Mr. Russell, because it sticks out above this layer of clouds.
By George, that's the very place we're looking for.
Hell, you'll never get there crawling around on foot. But I'll tell you what we'll do. You tell us where this ranch is, and we'll come over tomorrow, pick you up in our ship, and fly you up there.
Can you land a ship around your ranch anywhere?
Oh, I think so. We're staying at the Caldwell place, just the other side of this range. It's only a group of buildings. It's the only one for miles around, you know. You can't miss it. I'm sure glad to see you boys again.
Uh-oh. I hear a ship.
Yeah. Someone's flying around here.
There it is. Over to the north, see?
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's Rip Bender's plane. And look, he's circling around that place we landed, Speed.
Yeah. Yeah, he can spot our ship, but he can't find us down here in these trees. I wonder what he's looking for now.
My guess would be he's after Ortez.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. And if he finds him, it's sure tough for that Mexican.
Who's Rip Bender?
He and his father run the Diamond A Ranch where we're staying. We'll tell you all about it when we see you tomorrow.
Uh-oh, look. They've headed south now in the direction of the Croft Ranch house.
Huh, yeah, they're after Ortiz, all right. That Mexican's pretty smart. I doubt if they can find him. Ah, come on, Jimmy. We better get back to the ranch and quick. Russell, will you tell Mickey we'll see her at the ranch tomorrow?
I'll sure do that. Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, Mr. Russell. Hey, Speed. Can you imagine meeting them up here in these mountains?
Yeah, it's reached the point where I can imagine anything happening down here, Jim.
That's about right. And I'll bet you that base up on the mesa is used by the gang for smuggling.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, here's the good old ship, Speed. Now, look, she's still idling.
Yeah, I hope those plugs aren't fouling up.
Hey, how are you going to get out of this field now?
Well, now, we got in it, kid. We'll get out.
Well, I had one lesson this morning. I guess I'm going to get another. You think you can miss those trees?
Yeah, we'll make it all right. Now, what do you say? You all ready?
Go ahead. I'm ready anytime.
Now, Jim, I'm going to hold her down until we get right to that tree.
You're getting awfully close, Pete.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll make it.
Look out for those trees.
Plenty of flying speed before you try to get off the ground. Well, we'll head for the ranch now, and you fly the ship.
Okay, I have it.
Hey, you're getting to handle this ship like an old veteran, Jim. I'll be ashamed to fly with you pretty soon.
Oh, I guess that was a pretty decent landing. Oh, well, we all have to be lucky once in a while.
Well, here we are. Cut your switches and I'll have Flash check over the ship. Hey, greetings.
Well, what did you two explorers have to report this time? Did you find out anything more about the treasure?
Oh, no, we didn't, Bob.
Well, I'll see you all later. I'm going to hunt up Flash and maybe take a little siesta.
See you later, Speed. Gee, I don't want any siesta. There's too much happening around here for me to be sleeping.
Well, let's walk in the ranch house where you can be comfortable. You've done nothing but fly around these mountains since early this morning.
That suits me, all right. Hey, I'm sort of hungry, too. I'll sit down a few minutes and then have Benito scare up some food for me.
Jimmy, what do you think about that story of the Mexicans? Do you suppose there's any truth to it?
Well, gee, you know, that's kind of hard to tell, Barbara. But Ortiz certainly believes it.
Well, I don't think Speed Robertson puts much faith in it.
Well, here we are. You know, I'll tell you this, Barbara. I really believe the Mexican, simply because Rip Bender's actions have borne out what the Mexican claims.
Well, you know, about an hour ago, Rip Bender took off with his father, and they both carried rifles, and too, they both had pistols strapped to their sides. Well, Mother and I thought they were going hunting.
Is that right? Say, I'll bet they're after Ortiz sure enough.
And you know, yesterday, a Mr. Yancey came in to talk with old man Bender. They called him Ace Yancey. My, he was an awfully rough...
Ace? Did you say they called him Ace, Barbara?
Yes, Ace Lancey.
Oh, Jiminy, we know him, Barbara. He's a member of that gang. And he was down here, huh?
Yes, he said he had some business with Mr. Bender. And later when Rip returned from San Rafael, I overheard old Mr. Bender tell Rip that Ace had been here, and they mentioned something about a picture and the fireplace.
Why, we ran into Ace on our way down. Oh, he's a tough gangster of the worst sort. By George, it looks like the Benders are tied up with this gang some way. You know, I wonder what they meant by a picture in the fireplace.
I have no idea. They were in here talking, and I was lying on the porch swing outside. I guess they didn't realize I was there.
Hmm. You know, that's funny. I felt all along these Benders were crooked, and now I know it. Speed and I have a little score to settle with Ace anyway.
Oh, well, let's not talk about it anymore, Jimmy. You came in here to relax, and I'm giving you more things to worry about. Isn't this a comfortable room? I love these hunting trophies. Say, Jimmy, isn't that an antelope's head on the south wall?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, and this lovely fireplace. It just fits into the room perfectly. And those western prints, I'm crazy about this one, Jimmy. The old cowboy watching the cattle. And, Jim, look here. This big one over the fireplace. Isn't it beautifully done, though?
Oh, gee, it sure is. Looks like the country around here.
That old Indian scout looks just like one of the characters you see down here in Texas.
Hey, that's funny.
What's funny?
Why, this picture over the fireplace, Barb. You see the finger marks along the frame?
Well, yes, but...
And these other pictures. Well, they just haven't been dusted recently, I guess.
Well, Jimmy, I don't see what you
mean. Look, didn't you say that Bender said something about a picture in the fireplace?
Oh, you think
here,
that...
Here, let's take it down and have a look at it.
Sure. Turn it around, Jimmy. Why, look. The back's been split open.
Here, let me see.
Jimmy, what's that underneath?
Why, look, Barbara, look. It's an old piece of parchment.
What new discovery have Jimmy and Barbara made? An old piece of parchment. But why hidden in the back of the picture? Tune in for the next exciting episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.